How the movie Good Burger and the SpongeBob SquarePants movie are the same.
They are the same.
Did you guys
SpongeBob was completely inspired by competitor.
Oh no! Albert said that they were probably created by the same people as okay,
no. Albert
is slightly retarded.
It's very much on the surface. They both work at fast food joints. There's like the angry Squidward guy, which is Sinbad.
They both drive
Sinbad. And Sandy.
There's the token. There's the token female, Sandy, versus the lady who Kenan has a crush on. What else was there?
The love of random food objects like Krabby Patties and orange soda.
Yeah, they're both obsessed with. And then there's that guy Kurt who starts the Mega Burger or Mondo Burger. And plankton.
I researched a similar pair of toys between Repo Man and Grease. If you've ever seen Repo Man and or Grease, you might know this.
I've seen Grease, though.
I saw Grease.
We're just gonna throw out.
Repo Man's my favorite movie.
They happened to arrive, and then we'd all pull
on. Do I really need to see
it? It's not the same as Grease. They're just frightening.
I need to get a jacket.
You know, parallels, you know. They have the same ending.
They both have one silver
name.
Flying
cars. Skills.
Flying
cars. Losing control.
Both work in fast food, as they are both dudes.
See, if he was here, he'd be like, all right, recording.
I think I'm gonna play first, like a few songs.
Okay.
Where is Mickey?
Feel free to start whenever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sean.
I'll just wait till they get done.
Everyone was saying that she thought I had a bald spot because she thought I sounded without a hat.
No, you have a bald spot. I'm just kidding. I have big bald back here. Was Sinbad in Good Burger?
Yes, he was.
You know my sex education was in school? Sinbad in a condom suit. There's a video of Sinbad in a condom suit, and that's how I got sex ed in Fresno, California.
Sinbad
wearing a condom. Like, it was a video of Sinbad being like, oh, nature, that's time.
You named Becca?
I think it's broken.
You recorded that?
Oh, just the part of it.
Oh, good.
Okay. You recorded that?
But when it records, makes a tink, 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 and that ends up in the recording, too. But I guess it adds flavor.
Flavor.
Makes it spicy.
That is beautiful.
Well,
dude, yeah.
That was catchy. I like that. I was startled by the back of your sweatshirt.
Oh yeah,
it's just so real.
My personal Lord and Savior. You gotta rep that shit.
Because if you don't go to hell, you might go to heaven. Something.
Probably not.
You didn't take me in the closet.
That's because you
How are you doing?
You didn't ask. You were just asked, and I came in the closet.
Your shirt is equally scary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're saying, is it scary?
How does it work?
My ass.
It's a little scary.
You're a working woman.
I'm kind of a little
scary.
Actually, it wasn't in the closet. It was in the bathroom.
Yeah,
it's kind of exciting.
Getting Carrie Giraffe is a fucking rad. This band is amazing. They're from Ventura.
Yeah, they look like right up the street.
Yeah,
you should. Ventura.
You should definitely check them out.
They play in
Glass and Ashes. One of the guys might be
the song.
I'd like to argue that my sweater might be even scarier.
Your sweater is just sweet.
World of Wombats. This one seems to be.
World of Wombats?
It's a Steve-O Wombat.
And he did that.
And they're all kind of similar.
That's okay.
I don't
see Wombat.
You guys want to
be the intellectual.
It's okay.
I don't know.
It's a really sweet sweater.
It's my grandma.
I think they're doing quite well.
Awesome. Is that your
uniform?
That's
Randall.
Yeah,
everybody's
just Randall.
I know.
Randall.
Never heard of that. Yeah, people just like target the horn. In San Diego at the house show last night, they were like kicking him and shit. They're like, they like Randall. Okay.
The muzzle looks a little bloody.
Yeah. He's been on tour. It's hard for unicorns on tour. He's the first touring unicorn I've ever heard about. The first touring real unicorn. Those perpetrators from Canada were nothing but perpetrators. Hacks.
Already started.
Yeah, too much.
Faking it.
Everyone.
Don't know what time it is.
I present you John Crocker.
Yes,
yes, yes. Yeah. Hello,
are you in charge now? Just gonna sit there and make sure I don't do anything wrong.
Jake's doing all right now. I don't know how many thorns I'm gonna pull out of the although I don't know what song to start with.
Like you do.
I think you two are the only people that have heard this one. Because this used to be the old song I started with until I started with new songs. Suns are come right. That midnight in, scanning with my eyes until I see someone I recognize. Sat with my old friends, drinking, thinking that tomorrow would be better off. I'm so dry again, feeling thankful that so soon I would be done. Separate ways, it's just as well that I won't be here to see you in the morning.
And I won't be here to sing with you at night. Summers meant for love, I should have known she wasn't anything but bad news for me. Fall that fell apart, and sure enough, it broke out. Well, it's a long and far farewell. We go separate ways, just as well. That I won't be here to see you in the morning. And I won't be here to sing with you at night. Yes, I'm gonna go and find a better way. And once my hair has grown too long, we'll build a fire so much bigger than we ever had. Sing that final song. I jump right in and burn my skin. It's dust to dust and dust again. Well, it's a long and far farewell. But we go separate ways, just as well. That I won't be here to see you in the morning. And I won't be here to sing with you at night. I won't be cooking breakfast in the morning. And I won't be here to talk you in at night. Yes, I'm gonna go and find a better one.
Just doing three songs to kind of warm things up.
Could you play the one about your first time?
I can only do that one on guitar. Actually, no, I can do it in a different key on mandolin.
You could borrow my guitar.
Perhaps. But I'd have to have something to sit on as well. Well, anyhow, Rebecca wanted to hear this song. This is a song about not ever having a high school girlfriend. So I kind of wrote it to my college girlfriend saying, it sucks that because we knew each other since like freshman year of high school, but we haven't dated until we were in college. Anyways, long explanation. Goes like this. No, I never had a name to write on all my notebooks. I never carved a heart into a tree. And I drove a Buick then. Had a big back seat, but I never used it. Never wrote you poems that rhyme so horribly. I only wrote the artsy college kinds, and I hope you didn't mind. And now I'm all these miles away. And now I'm all these years too late. Oh, how that I had met you back in 1998. And I was never late to class, 'cause I couldn't let you go. You would have been the hole that I put before my bros. And I never got to teach you how to skateboard back when I was still really good. Don't forget to push with your back foot. Though I've had a lot of lovers after you, somehow you can haunt me almost anywhere, and I don't care. And now I'm all these miles away. And now I'm all these years too late. Oh, I wish that I had met you 1998. Song last, but that was my old ending song, and I've got a new one now, but I don't think any of you have actually heard it, like the four of you that have heard me play before. So this past summer I did like a 10-week tour in Europe. There's like 3 weeks in the middle where I had absolutely no plan or anything, so I just kind of wandered, and I found myself in Andorra. Does anybody know where that is? It's a country. It's one of those countries, probably about the size of this county. It's little countries. And I was there, and I guess it's pertinent because that's where I wrote this song that I'm using. And it goes, this is the song about being eaten alive by wolves or something. That's how I pitch it to audiences. So it goes like this. Caught without my mandolin, and I was stranded in the Pyrenees with no strings to keep me company. I only had my mouth, and I wanted to head south to Barcelona, where the airplane's gonna pick me up and drop me off in Liverpool, where the temperatures are much more cool. It almost feels like home. It's just as good as anywhere. Now I have to keep on moving now, cause something's coming after me. Is it wolves or just my history that I'm trying to escape? I hope it's not too late to start again. 150 years from now, and no one will remember me. Just a stone to mark my memory. What's it gonna say? You couldn't get away quite fast enough. His feet slowed down, the wolves caught up, a circle round their enemy. He was begging them for clemency. Said, won't you let me be? Teeth tore his heart apart. There's nothing left but brittle bones, the story of humanity. We can't escape our destiny. You can't outrun the wolves, but you have to keep on running while you can. Always find me on.